Our next batch of stories include how pupil power is growing over a toilet row, calls are being made to reinstate a vital leg of a bus route, and a ukulele class is proving very popular.
A campaign to restore a bus service for the Carrow Road area rages on more than 3 years since it first began. Since 2020, those living in and around the Geoffrey Watling Way area of NR1 have called on first to bring the 25, 26 and 26A services back to their area. The services were temporarily suspended because of building work and then scrapped altogether. The 26 used to pass through the area, but during work on new homes at Canary Quay, buses were temporarily suspended, and First subsequently stopped that service, calling in the area completely. But years later, and now with what is thought to be 1,000 more people living in the area following Canary Wharf's completion, the service is still yet to be reinstated.
An operation at the city's N and N has allowed an MP to regain sight in an eye damaged by a childhood football accident. Duncan Baker has been virtually blind in his left eye since his retina detached following a blow to the head during a game with his friends when he was age 9. Now, 30 years on, he described his tears of joy after an operation restored his sight. Due to the damage caused, Mr. Baker, who is MP for North Norfolk, had around 25% vision growing up. He underwent 2 operations when he was a child, but this led to a cataract developing that left him virtually blind. Last summer, Mr. Baker noticed the remaining vision in his left eye started to deteriorate further, and he developed a squint. Consultants confirmed a dense cataract and gave various options to deal with the squint. Because the little vision he had rapidly deteriorated, the hospital wanted to see what sight they could get back. Most cataract patients are aged from their mid-60s, but Mr. Baker, 43, was considered a viable patient. He underwent a 30-minute operation, knowing the risks of double vision occurring due to his previous operations and extensive sight loss. However, by the following day, the bandage was removed, and it was clear that the operation had been successful. Surrounded by his family, he was able to see better out of his left eye for the first time in nearly 30 years.
Cash and knives were among the items stolen after a takeaway business was ransacked in an early morning raid. The owners of Bombay Spice in Norwich have been left devastated after an estimated £20,000 worth of damage was caused. The Bangladeshi and Indian takeaway on St. Augustine Street, Norwich, was targeted just a couple of hours after it had closed for the night. A window was smashed, water pipes were damaged, 3 fires were started, and blood was left among a trail of destruction at the family-run business.
A ukulele craze has seen as many as 50 people turning up to learn how to play the tiny instrument. Peter Green, who lives in Taverham, was pleased to get his very own ukulele as a Christmas present. Following the surprise, he joined a beginner's course, which was led by Clara Wiseman from I Love Uke. After I completed her course, I was keen to keep going, and I was hopeful to find someone locally to play with. The course at Midnight Rebel Studio on Drayton Industrial Estate is unusual in that the leaders and attendees are all beginners, so they are all learning together. He said, "In the sessions, we do a little bit of learning at the start, and then we try to put that into playing a song or two together." When Peter hinted about the group on social media, there was such a big response that he was able to get a small start-up grant from Broadland District Council, which enabled him to buy some ukuleles for those who do not have them.
Escaped dogs killed a cat and some chickens during a chaotic evening that has upset villagers on the edge of Norwich. The rampage happened in Borborough, near the Norfolk Showground, when the 4 dogs killed a cat and 7 chickens. There have also been reports of a further cat and chicken being injured in the spree, which saw the animals damage a number of fences. One cat was mauled to death outside Borborough School, as parents and children attending a parents' evening watched on, unable to stop the dogs. Police are also calling for witnesses in an attempt to catch the owner of a dangerously out-of-control dog, which bit a family's Labrador. The horrific attack happened when two stocky Rottweiler-sized dogs sprinted up to Tina Connolly's husband, who was walking his three pups on their leads in Fitzmaurice Pavilion in Thorpe St Andrew. One of the dogs bit into the back leg of the family's seven-year-old golden Labrador, Molly, leaving her with a nasty wound. Police are investigating.
A brave 12-year-old is taking on the might of her teachers by slamming a controversial school toilet ban. Ruby Harvey says she is suffering because of the bad behaviour of other pupils who muck about in the loos during lessons. Before the Easter holidays, the school stopped pupils being excused during lessons. But Ruby is determined to get Helston High's bathroom ban overturned and even refused to attend. And Dad Richard won't force her. "I can't go to the toilet during school when I believe it's a basic human right," she said. "I'm not getting the blame for other students' vandalism."